Section 6 condemns the errors which follow from the concept of the state God, source and origin of all right. It denounces in particular the attack on human personality by the state's interference with Catholic education. Section 7 reproves the interference of the state God in matters of morality. The state God alone has the power to command, and this authority it has from itself in its fullness, for there is no authority coming from the true God. Besides, authority is only the sum total of numbers, the general will. As every state is, forsooth, divine, there can, of course, be no interference with its proceedings, and whatever is done for love of country is above all law and morality. Whatever succeeds is right. Section 8 condemns the attacks of the state God on family life and the dignity of marriage. Section 9 reproves the refusal to recognize the right of independence bestowed on the Pope by our divine Lord when he made St. Peter his vicar on earth with the charge of spiritually governing the whole church. The temporal power of the Pope is the condition by which alone, in normal fashion, obstacles and hindrances to that independence are removed. The temporal sovereignty of the Pope is thus not only not incompatible with the spiritual kingdom of our Lord's vicar on earth, but is demanded by it. Finally, Section 10 denounces the refusal on the part of the state, socially organized man, to accept the divine plan for the world. It insists, too, on something that evidently follows from what has been said, namely, that it is impossible for Christ's vicar on earth to come to terms with the spirit of naturalistic deification of man and rejection of God's inner life, which animates modern civilization and hinders true progress. To people accustomed to the phraseology of the present-day newspaper, the condemnation of progress and modern civilization in the last proposition of the syllabus may come as a shock. Accordingly, it will be well to dwell a little upon the significance of this condemnation. First of all, what is meant by civilization? The word civilization comes from the Latin word civitas, which signifies state or organized society. As man is by his nature destined to live in society, civilization may therefore be defined as the ordered development in any set of surroundings of the natural life of man. To put it somewhat more fully, civilization is the term used to designate the collective creation or product of men, superimposed on the equipment of race and situation with a view to the full natural development of human life. In his excellent work, Religion and Culture, Maritain compares the signification of the word culture with that of civilization in his customary felicitous style. The passage will be of great help in grasping the full meaning of the words. Writes the distinguished French philosopher, quote, "Instead of the word culture, which relates to the rational development of the human being, considered in all its generality, I might equally well have used the word civilization, which relates to that same development considered in an eminent case, I mean to say, in the production of the state and the civil life of which civilization is, as it were, the prolongation and enlargement. The state and civilization are, at one and the same time, works natural to man and works of reason and virtue. Many German and Russian philosophers draw a distinction between civilization and culture and employ the former, conceived in a pejorative sense, to denote a development of social life which is, above all, material, mechanical, and extrinsic. We are free to define the terms we use as we like. In the sense in which I understand it, a civilization is deserving of a name only if it is a culture, a truly human and therefore mainly intellectual, moral, and spiritual development, taking the word spiritual in its widest acceptation." End of quote. Accordingly, we call civilization the natural social order. Catholicism is the church, the supernatural social order. These two orders are absolutely distinct. They are not by any means independent. In the natural social order, all achievements are not of equal value. Certain things, good in themselves, are only so for a country, an epoch, a race. They represent a civilization. Other things are so truly human and spiritual that, though they have their origin in a particular country, at a particular epoch, and were the achievements of a particular race, they are yet capable of entering into the common patrimony of humanity. They represent civilization. Such are, for example, in metaphysics, the explicit notion of the first principles, the four causes, the divisions of being into subject and object, potency and act, substance and accident. In politics and law, the notions of common good, of natural law, of positive law, as derived from natural law and obliging in conscience. In art, the spiritual éclat, which is to be found, for example, in the Divine Comedy of Dante, the Cathedral of Cologne, the eyes of Murillo's Madonnas. The conquests that form part of a particular civilization may be legitimately loved and defended,